Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day. On this day, we usually have a beautiful Mass at St. Vincent Ferrer, and we conclude it with a procession to St. Patrick's Shrine, which I think is one of the loveliest places in the church. Now, St. Patrick has a beautiful polychrome statue, but what catches my eye every time is the altar beneath it. It's made entirely of gray-green Connemara marble from Ireland. And in the hard stone is a delicate undulating pattern, so that you have, on the one hand, great delicacy, and at the same time, great solidity, which to me embodies the Irish Americans upon whom this parish is founded. They had both a lyrical love for God's creation and the capacity to celebrate his gifts. On the other hand, they possessed a capacity to endure and to strive, to work through persecution and prejudice and come to the heart of American Catholicism and American life. It's for us, I think, to draw on that strength at this time. On this St. Patrick's Day, we are missing a lot of festivity, liturgical and otherwise. But we can draw on their strength and as people of faith, stand fast. Let me just conclude with some words from the great hymn of St. Patrick, his breastplate. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession in the oneness of the Creator of creation. May you have a blessed and peaceful day, and may we together give witness to that strength of faith that has been placed inside of us.